Good morning. A Monday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And after the weekend, looking at the headlines, of course, President Trump, Alan, visiting Saudi Arabia, set to visit the Middle East. He will meet with President Netanyahu of Israel. Your thoughts first on the president's speech in Saudi Arabia?
Well, obviously, whatever the president has to say is going to be picked apart by everybody. Look, when he campaigned by suggesting that there was a radical Islamic terrorism, and that seemed to be that he was putting the finger on Muslims in the United States and the rest of the world, including more people in it than the very few who constitute the group that are offering such threats around the world. So, you know, he didn't get himself into a lot of trouble, and apparently they had to float out Ivanka and some of the others to sort of cover for him and saying that he was exhausted. Well, you know, I mean, exhaustion is something that presidents have to go through, and if you do something as a result of that exhaustion, you know, that's on your, as what they used to call in grade school, your permanent record. It doesn't really go away, but if you sort of offer a backhand apology, what you have done is bad by having your daughter or others say it. What you've created, of course, is an admission that you did it. So that's really sort of tough. But David, I know that you're interested in the fact that the press seems to be a little bit better for him as he goes abroad. And I think that is an old tradition in American politics, which is that when the president goes abroad, you back the flag and the press becomes a little bit more muted. However, when he comes home, David, you're going to find that all of the other stuff starts up again and you can't stay away forever. So thus far, you know, he makes friends with the Saudis. There are those of us who think the Saudis had more than a little role, at least some Saudis had more than a little role in the bombing of the World Trade Center. We don't have to go much further than Osama bin Laden. Nevertheless, in Saudi Arabia, with its inability to allow women to drive cars and so many other things, hardly seem like good people for us to be playing ball with. Not only that, David, but you also get arms sales. We're talking about multi-billion dollar deals on arms, which become the economic engine for the United States. Something that we've all been trying to get away from a little bit, because it is part of what Eisenhower, that great Republican, called the military-industrial-congressional complex.
Meantime, as you suggest, when he gets back, the investigations continuing into the Russian influence in the elections and the latest dealing with the former FBI director, James Comey, who will now testify.
That's right, David. James Comey is coming out, and he is going to probably tell the truth about what his memo said and what Trump tried to get him to do and to relax the investigation of General Flynn. And there are those, Alan Dershowitz, who I do not agree with, who think that there's nothing criminal about it. But there is something potentially criminal when you try to impede a Justice Department investigation. So when he comes back, it will all start again. The stricture that you don't embarrass a president while he's away is apparently very important to the people in the United States. Although I must say, when Obama traveled, not everybody adhered to that rule.
Finally, Alan, we have a fund drive coming up in June. That's just a couple weeks away now, and we're trying to raise $500,000 in the lockbox. Of course, we have a WAMC panel live featuring Malcolm Nance Thursday, June 15th at the Linda for a $100 pledge. It's filling up fast, but we have to keep the radio station going.
David, we do. For all those people who think of what life would have been like in these first 120-something days of the Trump administration without WAMC, without a place to come, without the sanctuary of the roundtable and of the panel and of the people of all stripes, conservatives and liberals and others being able to duke it out and talk sense the way that we know that sense has to be talked in a time of repression. When people say resist, part of that resistance is the idea that there will be information, despite the fact that Trump has called the press and the media the enemies of the people. There will be those who, when the history books are written, will be remembered for having been out there and having spoken truth to power. We have done it. We have had all sides on the radio. We will continue to do that, but we will tell the truth. And for anybody who recognizes that, how could you not put either a few dollars into the lockbox or a lot into the lockbox? I implore everybody to remember just how important WAMC is.
Go to WAMC.org right now and put something in. We thank you.
David, you couldn't be righter. We are depending on everybody.